All right, 607 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, glad to have you along. Dalton Orwig and Leanna, as well as we get started on this Tuesday at 80 degrees, and that's the temps at our studios. I am here at the home studios, Dalton and Leanna in the FM Talk 106.5 main studios. Glad to have you along on a Tuesday. That means Quinn Hilliard joins us coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Lots to talk about throughout the morning. We'll start off this hour like we do the 6 and 7 o'clock hours with coronavirus by the numbers, and Dalton has the latest nationally and here at home.
Yeah, Sean, nationally now 3.8 million total positive cases of coronavirus and over 133,000 deaths. There were nearly 58,000 new cases added yesterday. That's the lowest number that we've seen since July 7th. Now, we're averaging 780,800 tests a day over the last week and just over 66,000 new cases per day. That's right around 8.5% positive rate for the nation. There were also only 365 deaths added yesterday. That's the lowest number of national deaths since last Monday. Now, by doing this week in and week out, we have noticed that Mondays seem to have lower numbers than the rest of the week, a bit of a lag for the nation's testing sites and hospitals to get those numbers in, but still good to see only 365 deaths. We're averaging 754 per day nationally over the last week. That is the highest that number's been since June 13th, but if you remember back in April and May, the numbers of daily deaths were much higher nationally. There have been now nearly 46.5 million total tests reported nationally since the pandemic began. And taking a look at Alabama, 67,711 confirmed cases in the state, 1,257 have died due to COVID-19. And it's strange what's going on the Alabama Department of Public Health's website with the current hospitalization numbers. Last week, we were seeing numbers higher than we had seen before, but over the weekend, it dropped all the way into the 900s. So I was thinking that was good news, but yesterday, with a new update, we now have the highest numbers ever. 1,563 people are reportedly currently hospitalized with the virus. There were 1,846 cases added for our state yesterday. We're averaging right around that number over the last week, right around 1,850, also averaging 10,500 tests per day. For Alabama, that puts us at right around a 17.5% positivity rate, much, much higher than the national average of 8.5%. Only 3 deaths reported for our state yesterday after 54 were reported over the weekend. The weekly average, the highest that we've seen it yet in Alabama, at 23 deaths per day. Mobile County alone is averaging 3 deaths per day over the last week. Mobile added 133 new cases yesterday with 0 new deaths. That brings the totals to 6,150 positive cases in Mobile with 161 deaths. Baldwin County added 76 new cases yesterday and 0 new deaths. They've now had 1,990 positives with 14 that have died. Washington County has had 219 cases with 9 deaths. Clark County, 387 cases with 7 that have died. Monroe County, 318 cases with 3 deaths. Kanaka County, 290 cases with 9 deaths. Escambia County has had 640 cases with 12 deaths. Choctaw County, 238 cases with 12 deaths. And Wilcox County has had 351 cases with 9 deaths. Also, taking a look at the county that's been hit hardest by the pandemic here in Alabama, Jefferson County continues to lead the state in numbers of new cases and deaths. They added 261 new cases in Jefferson yesterday with 2 new deaths. They now have 8,901 positives, just about 3,000 more than the next closest county, which is Mobile. They also have had 185 deaths in Jefferson County, 24 more than Mobile has had. Also yesterday, Jefferson County became the first county to cross 100,000 coronavirus tests since the pandemic began. That's a look around the nation and the state as far as the coronavirus numbers.
Hey, Dalton, appreciate the update. Now, the other part of this, of course, the economy and what they're going to do in Washington. President Trump yesterday talking specifically about new money coming from the federal government to the states and to the citizens. Linda Kenyon from Westwood One with more.
Really, what we see is the focus is kids and jobs. The Recovery Act, CARES 4.0.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin speaking to reporters in the Oval Office on the administration's priorities for the next coronavirus stimulus bill. Secretary Mnuchin says another priority is a coronavirus vaccine.
We're going to make sure that we have a vaccine by the end of the year for emergency use.
The overall package under consideration by Senate Republicans is a $1 trillion plan, significantly smaller than the bill the House passed several weeks ago that came in at $3 trillion. President Trump says the bill must include a payroll tax cut.
Payroll tax cut to me is very important. We're working on it.
Democrats say a payroll tax cut does nothing for the millions of unemployed Americans who aren't getting paychecks. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has drawn his own line in the sand.
Liability protection for those who've been trying to deal with the pandemic. We don't need an epidemic of lawsuits on the heels of the pandemic we're already struggling with.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says that demand shows McConnell is hopelessly out of touch with the needs of the American people.
McConnell's bill will prioritize corporate special interests over workers and Main Street businesses. It will fail to inadequately address the worsening spread of the virus. There are currently between 20 and 30 million unemployed Americans, and from all accounts, the Republican bill will not do nearly enough for them.
Republicans have been wrestling over an extension of expiring unemployment benefits and whether that extension will include the current $600 a week bonus. But Senator Schumer says there's even more than that to contend with.
As Americans struggle to keep up with the rent, we're facing an avalanche of evictions. From all accounts, the Republican bill will not address that. According to reports, the Republican bill will come up short on hazard pay for essential workers, aid to state and local and tribal governments, investments in communities of color ravaged by the virus.
Senator McConnell says only bipartisan cooperation will get this bill past the finish line.
Senate Republicans will put forward our proposal soon. I hope our Democratic colleagues will be ready to work together.
Senator Schumer is hoping for the same, but he says so far, Senator McConnell isn't exactly reaching across the aisle.
Leader McConnell, sitting in your own office, writing a bill and demanding the other side support it is not anyone's idea of bipartisanship.
Linda Kenyon, Washington.
All right, 614 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Coming up, we'll check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, active in the tropics, plus, of course, hot here in July. Get more from him coming up in just a little bit. And Dalton's got sports on the way. What you got?
Well, the Atlanta Braves may soon be getting rid of the Tomahawk Chop chant, and another college football conference cancels football. This time, it affects South Alabama and Auburn.
All right, that's all on the way. Coming up, headlines from WKRG next.
For the freshest fruits and veggies straight from the local farm at everyday low prices, make Allegri Farm Market part of your daily shopping routine. In Daphne, on Highway 181 at County Road 64. Fresh, local, Allegri Farm Market.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Alabama State Trooper is all right this morning after a crash on Canal Street in downtown Mobile. After the crash, the trooper's patrol car caught fire. Officials say it started with a chase on I-10. The cruiser crashed along the Canal Street off-ramp and then caught fire. The cruiser was destroyed. We're still waiting on an update from Aaliyah on why the chase and crash happened and who state troopers may be looking for this morning. A Mobile County teacher is in a medically induced coma after testing positive for COVID-19. Misty McKee, a first-grade teacher at Dodge Elementary School, was placed in a medically induced coma to get her oxygen levels back up. Her loved ones originally thought she had a sinus infection, but McKee was later diagnosed with the virus and pneumonia. A friend said McKee's doctors appear hopeful for her recovery. The Southwestern Athletic Conference has decided to cancel its upcoming football season amid the rising cases of coronavirus. The conference said all fall sports, including football, will now be played in the spring. South Alabama was scheduled to play Grambling State at the new Hancock Whitney Stadium September 12th. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
The people of Baldwin County believe in hard work, and they take pride in the work they do. The folks at Gulf Coast Tools share these values and are committed to helping you get the job done right. Gulf Coast Tools in Foley offers a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. After the work is done, Gulf Coast Tools has you covered as your local authorized Big Green Egg dealer offering all sizes and accessories. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley and like us on Facebook.
Confidence, peace of mind, a way forward. During tough times, these are the things we all want. And with the personalized help of a Trustmark relationship manager, it's something we can find together. That's why Trustmark is standing by business owners. No matter what challenges you may be facing, we are here with a suite of financial services to help you find a path forward. Learn more at trustmark.com/business.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning, 617 FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. And we start with baseball news, where it appears that the Atlanta Braves could soon be moving on from the Tomahawk Chop. Yesterday, the team removed a Chop On sign that sat near an entrance to Truist Park. The Braves have also changed their team slogan from Chop On to For the A. The franchise is reportedly still considering their stance on the fans' popular Tomahawk Chop chant, which is a crowd favorite that's been watched closely since last year's National League Division Series. During that series, St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Ryan Helsley, who's a member of the Cherokee Nation, said that he found the chant insulting. The Braves did not distribute the red foam tomahawks before Game 5 of the series, quote, out of respect for the concerns expressed by Helsley. They would go on to lose that series deciding game to St. Louis 13-1. The Braves said they would continue to examine the chant after the 2019 season, but have yet to make a final decision. After the NFL's Washington Redskins announced that they would be changing their Native American-inspired nickname, and the MLB's Cleveland Indians said that they would consider changing their team name, the Braves sent a letter to season ticket holders saying, quote, we will always be the Atlanta Braves. The organization added that they're seeking input from the Native American community and fans as they examine the fan experience, including the chant. Atlanta opens their season at the New York Mets on Friday. Their first home game is July 29th against Tampa, albeit with no fans in attendance. The Toronto Blue Jays are talking to several teams about sharing a Major League ballpark this season after Canada's government barred the team from playing in its home stadium amid the coronavirus pandemic. With options that include a ballpark in Buffalo, New York that's used by the team's AAA affiliate and the Blue Jays' spring training facility in Florida, General Manager Ross Atkins said yesterday that they would, quote, much rather be in a Major League facility. Canada denied the Blue Jays' request to play at Rogers Center because the regular season schedule would require frequent travel back and forth from the United States, where COVID-19 cases are surging. Toronto begins the season at Tampa Bay on Friday and is scheduled to play its first home game on July 29th against the defending champion Washington Nationals. The National Hockey League released its first COVID-19 test results since training camps opened on July 13th. The league said that over 5 days last week, 2,618 tests were administered to more than 800 players and returning only two positive COVID-19 tests. Both of those players have self-isolated and are following the CDC guidelines. Players in Phase 3 of the NHL's return to play plan are tested on an every other day basis. The 24 teams that are taking part in the NHL postseason are scheduled to move their training camps to two hub cities, Toronto for the Eastern Conference and Edmonton for the Western Conference, on July 26th. The Stanley Cup playoffs qualification and round-robin rounds will begin on August 1st. The NBA also issued a report Monday announcing that with the regular season scheduled to restart a week from Thursday, none of the 346 players tested in the Disney World bubble since July 13th have tested positive for coronavirus. Each of the teams participating in the restart will play three inter-squad scrimmages from July 22nd to July 28th. In NFL news, the league and the Players Association came to an agreement on Monday that players will be tested daily for coronavirus for at least the first 2 weeks of training camp. With all players scheduled to report to training camp by next Tuesday, there were a few sticking points in negotiations between the league and the players' union. The Players Association also requested that there be no preseason games played this summer, and they want a longer ramp-up period for players to get in proper conditioning for regular season games. According to ESPN, the NFL made an offer last night, agreeing to both of the union's requests. In college football news, the Southwestern Athletic Conference announced that they will not be playing football, soccer, volleyball, or cross country this fall. In a vote among school presidents, the conference decided to suspend the sports until at least spring. The SWAC joins the Ivy League, Mideastern Athletic Conference, Patriot League, and Colonial Athletic Association in postponing their fall sports seasons. South Alabama and Auburn's football teams are directly affected by the SWAC's cancellation. Auburn was set to open their 2020 season at home against the SWAC's Alcorn State on September 5th. South Alabama was set to play their first ever home game at Hancock Whitney Stadium on USA's campus on September 12th against the SWAC's Grambling State. 622 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Do you need a new set of off-road tires? Do you want them installed at your home or office? This is Scott Blair, owner of 2U Tire and Tire Industry Association, certified instructor, and now is the time to buy. How does a $70 rebate when you buy a set of Toyo Open Country or Nitto Grappler tires sound? This includes the popular 35, 12, 50 by 20, as well as other popular sizes. But here's the catch. This promotion is only for a short few days from July 16th through August 2nd. That's it. When it's gone, it's gone. With this much rebate offered, you may want to add a set of custom wheels to go with your new tires. We can swap the tire sensors over to the new set, and you're all good to go. So give me a call at 251-415-5500 or log on to 2utire.com. That's the number 2, letter U, tire.com.
Though the world may change, the mission of Southern Cancer Center will not. Our patients come first, as they always have. It's just our culture. As the area's only community-based oncology practice, our physicians specialize in one thing, cancer. Through early detection, prevention, and survivorship, we provide comprehensive care by delivering cutting-edge therapies, personalized treatment plans, and the respect every patient deserves. See what makes Southern Cancer Center different. Visit us online at southerncancercenter.com.
Good morning from the Spring Hill Toyota.com Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department are clear, but the two left lanes are closed southbound 65 near Moffitt with construction with over a mile delay. And cruiser back working on State Road 181 north and southbound lanes between Papa George Street and the Eastern Shore Center today, so expect delays there as well. Allison Pierce is a lawyer you could trust with Pierce Law Firm, serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years, specializing in bankruptcy law with a hassle-free solution to your financial problems at PierceLawFirm.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. Good morning, FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad to have you here. Dalton and Leanna in the studio. I'm in the remote studio here, the home studio version of it. So if you hear, dogs or clanking of plates or those things, it's just normal this morning as we roll through on this Tuesday. All right. Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams comes up here in just a little bit. We're going to talk with him about some news out of the tropics, busier out there, plus hot weather here at home. A couple notes. A funeral for Archbishop Oscar Liscomb to be held this morning. This is a private mass going to be this morning at the Cathedral of the Immaculate Conception in downtown. Archbishop, of course, died last week. He had been sick for a period of time. Archbishop was born and raised here in Mobile, served 28 years in the city, ordained as Archbishop back in 1980. So due to the ongoing threat of COVID-19, this from the diocese says, due to the ongoing threat of COVID-19, the funeral mass is not open to the public. Private mass and Christian burial will be at 11 o'clock this morning at the cathedral. The mass will be live streamed on Facebook/Catholic Week. Archbishop Thomas Rohde will be the celebrant, and Monsignor Michael Farmer, and Vicar General of the Archdiocese of Mobile and current pastor at St. Michael, the Archangel Parish in Auburn, will be doing the homily today. So that's it. I also saw news here. George Talbot, of course, a name that we knew for a long time from his work in print at the Press Register, and then, of course, moving on to the Stimson administration, has now announced that he is moving to Volkert Engineering, Mobile-based Volkert Engineering, yesterday announcing George Talbot will serve as the company's director of governmental and external affairs for the Gulf East region. In that role, Talbot will be responsible for developing and managing business relationships. According to this press release, he comes to Volkert from the city of Mobile. We'll try and talk to George later on in the week or next week, talk more about his transition into the new job. And Dalton, keep me up to date here as I've been trying to follow this here on, was it a strike with the Mobile transit system, or what exactly has happened?
You know, that's not too clear. I know I was driving back up here last night for sports night and saw at least five news stations at the transit stop, which is interesting because we only have three in town.
So they brought in some new ones.
Yeah, I guess so. But so they said they were closed down yesterday to deep clean and sanitize all the buses. But then WKRG talked with the local president of the, and they gave me a word I have trouble with, Amalgamated Transit Union?
Amalgamated,
thank you. And so that president of the union talked with WKRG and said that things were fine with the drivers for the last 2 months when people that got on the bus were using the rear door. Well, starting at the beginning of July, they started allowing front entry again, and four employees since then have contracted COVID-19. They said they will be back at work today after all the buses have been deep cleaned.
We'll keep our eyes on that as well. Check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams and news headlines from KRG next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Alabama State Trooper is all right this morning after a crash on Canal Street in downtown Mobile. After the crash, the trooper's patrol car caught fire. Officials say it started with a chase on I-10. The cruiser crashed along the Canal Street off-ramp and then caught fire. The cruiser was destroyed. We're still waiting on an update from ALEA on why the chase and crash happened and who state troopers may be looking for this morning. A Mobile County teacher is in a medically induced coma after testing positive for COVID-19. Misty McKee, a first grade teacher at Dodge Elementary School, was placed in a medically induced coma to get her oxygen levels back up. Her loved ones originally thought she had a sinus infection, but McKee was later diagnosed with the virus and pneumonia. A friend said McKee's doctors appear hopeful for her recovery. The Southwestern Athletic Conference has decided to cancel its upcoming football season amid the rising cases of coronavirus. The conference said all fall sports, including football, will now be played in the spring. South Alabama was scheduled to play Grambling State at the new Hancock Whitney Stadium September 12th. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Oh, hello. I didn't see you there. I'm Bob, an apartment home at Legacy Oaks, and I'm so excited. My new family is coming by today to get acquainted. I just love having a family to take care of. A lot of folks have been coming in and out, getting me ready, you know, making sure that my gas, fireplace, and oven are ready. It's always cozy when my family gathers around the fireplace. I like to give my family plenty of room so everyone has their own space, but it's always nice when we get together in my large eat-in kitchen. And you know, Mom's gonna love the large bath. It's a great place to relax in a large jacuzzi garden tub. I'll even protect the family vehicles with an attached garage. And some of my second floor brothers and sisters even have private elevators. I'm kind of secluded in a large gated community in Spring Hill on DeRue Drive with lots of green space, but real convenient to shopping, restaurants, healthcare, and minutes from I-65. There's lots more I could tell you about the amenities here at Legacy Oaks. You know, clubhouse, swimming pool, fitness room. But you can find that out for yourself on the interweb at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com. Or you can always call Jimmy, she's real nice, and get a tour at 344-8099. Hey, gotta go. My new family's here. I hope I see you soon. Hey, family, welcome home.
You've heard about CBD, but do you really know about CBD? Take a few minutes to learn why so many of your friends and family now use CBD for its natural health benefits. Your CBD store of West Mobile will explain how it works with the body and the many products on the market. Your CBD store is locally owned and sells only third-party lab-tested, high-quality products. Owner Joe Brown is more than happy to discuss the science of CBD with you. Call today, 260-3223, your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest, north of Greelot.
At Roy Lewis Construction, we're in the business of adding value. Whether it's working with you to meet your unique business needs or making investments in our community in lasting ways, providing unparalleled value and quality in every commercial construction project. When planning your next commercial project, reach out to Roy Lewis Construction. We'll pair you with a designer that best suits your project needs and work with that designer to balance the best architectural outcome with the best budget outcome. Find us online at RoyLewisConstruction.com. Building legacies, one relationship at a time.
Another group of retailers has joined in requiring masks. Correspondent Jim Roop reports The Gap, Banana Republic, and Old Navy will require face coverings beginning August 1st.
It's all the stores Gap Incorporated owns, joining the likes of Sam's Club, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, Lowe's, and Kohl's, all of which will also require masks at all their stores nationwide beginning August 1st. A Gap Incorporated press release states that small children and people medically exempt from wearing face coverings, of course, will not have have to wear them. Gap Incorporated also says it's not going to necessarily turn anyone away if they show up without a mask. Their stores will have disposable masks to hand out. I'm Jim Roop.
A California appeals court upholds a verdict that Monsanto weed killer caused cancer in a school groundskeeper but slashed the damage award. Dwayne Johnson's damages go from $78 to $21 million. I'm John Trout.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. The federal government has imposed trade sanctions on 11 companies it says are implicated in human rights abuses in China's Muslim northwestern region. The penalties add to U.S. pressure on Beijing over the area where the ruling Communist Party is accused of mass detentions, forced labor, and other abuses against Muslim minorities. The Commerce Department says the addition of the 11 companies to its entity list will limit their access to U.S. goods and technology. Microsoft, Nike, Starbucks, Unilever, and five other industry giants from various sectors are teaming up to help businesses globally achieve zero carbon emissions. The group plans to recruit other members and will work with the Environmental Defense Fund and focus on delivering guidance, research, and blueprints for businesses to achieve zero carbon emissions no later than 2050. Crude oil sharply higher, up a dollar at $41.92 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to moderate gains at the opening bell. And that's Your Money Now.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
Sticks River Shooting Center in Robertsdale has everything you need for shooting, including rifles, shotguns, pistols, revolvers, ammo, targets, scopes, gun cases, range bags, and reloading supplies. Try your skills at the rifle and pistol ranges, skeet field, trap field, and clay shooting. Sticks River Shooting Center, located off Interstate 10, exit 53 Wilcox Road. Open Tuesday through Sunday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Sticks River Shooting Center, a fun place to shoot. Come get your aim on.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill. Hey, Dr. Bill.
Dr. Bill, you there?
Yes, good morning.
Okay.
There we go. Dr. Bill, can you hear me? Okay. All right. Hey, good morning, Dr. Bill.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
And another hot one here, looking at 80 degrees as we get started on this Tuesday morning.
Yeah, it's going to be into the low 90s, perhaps 93 degrees for this afternoon. And with the high humidity, we're looking at a heat index of, possibly around 106. Now, there is a slight chance we could see a thunderstorm this afternoon, but most of the time we should have mostly sunny skies. Now, tonight, we'll see a low in the mid-70s. It'll be mostly clear. And then tomorrow, I look for a partly cloudy to possibly mostly cloudy day with a good chance for some thunderstorms and showers, particularly during the afternoon. The high tomorrow should make it up to about 92 degrees. But the shower and thunderstorm activity that will develop tomorrow is due to a tropical wave. That tropical wave now is over Cuba and the Bahamas, and it's going to come into the Gulf of Mexico tomorrow, and then should reach the central and western Gulf on Thursday. And we're going to closely watch this, and there's the possibility that it could develop into a tropical depression. It would likely move across and into Texas, but it will increase the rainfall activity along the Gulf Coast. So on Thursday, it'll be mostly cloudy with a good chance for showers and thunderstorms, and the high will be around 90 degrees. And then on Friday, as that system moves on into Texas, We'll get back a little more to normal. It'll be partly cloudy with scattered afternoon thunderstorms, high in the low 90s. And then over the weekend, it should be mostly sunny with scattered afternoon thunderstorms and high temperatures in the lower 90s.
Hey, Dr. Bill, that way this tropical weather is coming through there at Cuba, I mean, that's been a it's been a route that we've had some pretty big storms take over the years.
Yeah, that system has been tracking for some time now across the tropical Atlantic, and they are going to send a hurricane reconnaissance plane, or there's a good chance, I should say, that they will send one in today or tomorrow to check it out. And but right now, if it does develop, it will be more of a threat to the Texas area, Texas coast. We'll get into Thursday and Friday. Elsewhere in the tropics, we do have a rather strong tropical wave now halfway between Africa and the Caribbean, and it has a good chance now of developing into a tropical depression here in the next 24 hours. It does show some rotation already. However, once it gets close to the Caribbean, it will likely have trouble developing any further because conditions in the upper atmosphere will not be favorable. Of course, it may continue on, and we'll be watching it for some time. But there's another tropical wave, and a very large one now, coming off the African coast. So it looks like the Atlantic is beginning to kind of waken up at this time and get its act together. And we've indicated it's going to be an active season, but it looks like certainly August, September, and October will be active.
Yeah, we get that parade effect sometimes, like you're describing, coming across the Atlantic. What about when you talk about the situation not being conducive when it gets to the Caribbean, but what about the tracks they're in? I mean, are we looking at this generally, this track that's going towards the Gulf? Or like last year, I remember we would have a track that would turn things to the north before they really would impact the Gulf as much. Are you seeing anything long-term that shows steering one way or the other?
Right now, the steering current is such that there's the high-pressure system that is always over the Atlantic during the summertime, and right now it's extending westward right across Mississippi, Alabama, and out into northern Texas, and that's sort of blocking or preventing any kind of a turn to the north. So for at least some time anyway, maybe a week or more, anything that develops will tend to head toward the Gulf and not make that turn. That'll change as we get into August, and we'll start to see some of those systems recurve. It all depends on the high-pressure system over the Atlantic.
It feels strange, but we've been talking about it all summer. Any dust in the mix, Saharan dust, or is that,
still,
is that coming?
Yeah, there's still dust across the Atlantic, and it appears that it has weakened a bit, so conditions are becoming a little more favorable now for some development out there, as we're seeing.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate the update, and we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
That's our staff meteorologist, tropical weather expert, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast. On the way, we'll check in with Dalton for more from the world of sports, and Kane's got our traffic coming up next.
For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, unfortunately, all of Rangeline Road is shut down. They've got an accident at 6250 Rangeline Road between Abigail Road and Old Rangeline Road by Hamilton Drive. It's involving an 18-wheeler and a car. A lot of debris. Avoid the area if you can. Also, we've got a pedestrian struck at Dolphin Street and Northgate. Alliance Roofing has been the most trusted roofer in the Mobile and Baldwin County area for over 26 years. Licensed, bonded, and insured from residential to commercial, they've got you covered. Call 580-ROOF for Alliance Roofing. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
When your car breaks down, you call a local mechanic, right? Well, when your computer system breaks down, you need to call the local experts at Tech Solution. Tech Solution is the choice for managed IT service, networking, computer repair, and cybersecurity. TechSolutionLLC.biz is your solution to getting back in business fast. Call Tech Solution before the next crash happens and save your business time, stress, and money. Find them at TechSolutionLLC.biz or on Facebook. That's TechSolutionLLC.biz.
Does a new building with a wind rating of 175 miles per hour appeal to you? That certainly is within our capability. This is Scott Armstrong with Kemco Metal Buildings. For almost 50 years, Kemco has been designing and constructing the highest quality steel buildings for our customers. Whether you need a building for commercial, industrial, agricultural, storage, church, or community use, or if you just want a Kemco building for yourself, please contact us. Kemco will use state-of-the-art software and our many years of experience to help you custom design a metal building that best suits your needs. Check out our website at KemcoBuildings.com or stop by our 40,000 square foot facility on Pollard Road in Daphne. We're big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to give you homegrown service. That is KEMKO 251-626-0594. Our goal is to exceed your expectations.
Right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Glad to have you along. Dr. Bill talking about another hot one today. Big surprise, right? It is July, and that's just the way it goes. All right, also, heads up, you can keep up with us online, fmtalk1065.com. Check us out there for podcast show schedules, online opinion poll question, all that kind of good stuff, plus all the news and your chance to interact with the news over on our Facebook page, facebook.com/fmtalk. 1065. All right, the question out of Washington, of course, is, well, what's next here in the Operation Warp Speed to get a vaccine done maybe by the end of the year? President talked about that a little bit yesterday, and Jim Roop from Westwood One has more.
The World Health Organization's Dr. Mike Ryan says about the results.
It is good news.
The vaccine candidate is being developed out of Oxford University in Great Britain in partnership with the pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca. And according to phase one results published in the journal The Lancet, the vaccine was successful in developing in volunteers a two-pronged protection of one, creating what are called neutralizing antibodies, which protect the body's cells from becoming infected with the virus. And secondly, the creation of so-called killer T cells, which attack the cells already infected. So you have sentries roaming the body, guarding against infection. Then you have soldiers roaming the body, attacking the infection. Dr. Ryan says, promising, but...
This vaccine was given to 1,000 healthy adults between the ages of 18 and 55. We now need to move into larger scale real world trials.
And those are beginning, sample sizes of some 30,000. He also says, along with being effective, early results are the vaccine candidate is safe.
And certainly did not appear to have any serious adverse events other than the expected, in some cases, chills, muscle aches, headaches.
The vaccine also targets the spike proteins of the virus. Now, these are the cells of the virus that do not mutate. They are consistent. It's hoped, then, this will enable the immune system to recognize the virus, thereby offering prolonged protection. But along with a limited sample size so far, come a few other caveats.
Like some of the other Operation Warp Speed vaccines, these may be partially protective, meaning they'll protect you against getting sick, which is, of course, important, but they may not stop virus shedding.
Meaning, says Dr. Peter Hotez, professor and dean of tropical medicine at Baylor University's College of Medicine, that it may not prevent the transmission of the virus. While the T cells may be killing infected cells inside you, you have infected cells, and you may then still pass on that infection, which means, he says,
we may still have to continue using masks and social distancing and contact tracing and all that sort of thing.
He says other vaccines will come along later, but this is not going to be a quick process or a miracle solution. I'm Jim Roop.
I don't know. I'd argue if by the end of this year we have a vaccine of any sort, it would be in the neighborhood of a miracle for sure. All right, 645 FM Talk 106.5. Coming up, another update from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams, plus Dalton's got sports on the way. What you going to talk about?
Well, the Braves, you know, in this new day and age where the Washington Redskins say they're changing their team name, the Cleveland Indians may be soon doing the same. Looks like the Atlanta Braves not changing their name, but possibly moving on from the Tomahawk Chop chant. And also another college football conference has suspended fall sports, won't play them until spring. This time it directly affects the Auburn University Tigers and also our team down here in Mobile, South Alabama. So another conference canceling, not good news for the world of college sports.
All right, 645 and 80 degrees. We'll do that coming up next. One of the simplest ways a business can help increase workplace protection and safety is by installing plexiglass barriers to create a physical separation between employees and the public. These acrylic partitions are made locally at Alpha Plastics in Mobile. They have the materials on hand to produce any size partition, including your cutouts if needed, for use in schools, restaurants, cashiers, and reception areas, even portable shields needed for client meetings that are outside the office. Hey, skip the long wait of ordering online or from out of state.
Alpha Plastics' clear acrylic shields are stronger than glass, but much lighter, easier to move, and can remain a permanent protective barrier for years to come. And they're affordable, helping you get your business open, and stay safe. Call Alpha Plastics today at 471-1130. That's 471-1130. Alpha Plastics, your local social distancing source.
Have you been harassed by sun rays while driving home from work? Did you get hot in traffic through no fault of your own? If so, you need to call the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting, 802-1234. There's no need to continue applying sunscreen to just the left side of your body. Let a quality ceramic no-fault lifetime guaranteed tint from ProTint protect you today. Call 802-1234. The work provided by the professionals at ProTint Window Tinting is equal to, and in fact, greater than, the work performed at other window tint places. This information update brought to you by Wildlife Solutions. When you need experts for any type of wild animal control, call Wildlife Solutions. Rodent and insect removal and property repair. Wildlife Solutions, 654-6778.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Alabama State Trooper is all right this morning after a crash on Canal Street in downtown Mobile. After the crash, the trooper's patrol car caught fire. Officials say it started with a chase on I-10. The cruiser crashed along the Canal Street off-ramp and then caught fire. The cruiser was destroyed. We're still waiting on an update from ALEA on why the chase and crash happened and who state troopers may be looking for this morning. A Mobile County teacher is in a medically induced coma after testing positive for COVID-19. Misty McKee, a first grade teacher at Dodge Elementary School, was placed in a medically induced coma to get her oxygen levels back up. Her loved ones originally thought she had a sinus infection, but McKee was later diagnosed with the virus and pneumonia. A friend said McKee's doctors appeared hopeful for her recovery. The Southwestern Athletic Conference has decided to cancel its upcoming football season amid the rising cases of coronavirus. The conference said all fall sports, including football, will now be played in the spring. South Alabama was scheduled to play Grambling State at the new Hancock Whitney Stadium September 12th. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Family-owned Azalea Coffee Service has proudly been keeping the hard-working folks of Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties going for over 30 years. Small enough to take care of you individually, big enough to take care of everyone. Azalea Coffee Service offers both national and private label brands so you can have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. To qualify for a free month of coffee service, call Wayne at 675-9178 and tell him you heard it on FM Talk 106.5. Azalea Coffee Service. Call 675-9178 now.
6:49, FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. And we start with baseball news, where it appears that the Atlanta Braves could soon be moving on from the Tomahawk Chop. Yesterday, the team removed a Chop On sign that sat near an entrance to Truist Park. The Braves have also changed their team slogan from Chop On to For the A. The franchise is reportedly still considering their stance on the fans' popular Tomahawk Chop chant. A crowd favorite that's been watched closely since last year's National League Division Series. During that series, St. Louis Cardinals pitcher Ryan Helsley, who's a member of the Cherokee Nation, said that he found the chant insulting. The Braves did not distribute the red foam tomahawks before Game 5 of the series, quote, out of respect for the concerns expressed by Helsley. They would go on to lose that series deciding game to St. Louis 13-1. The Braves said they would continue to examine the chant after the 2019 season, but have yet to make a final decision. After the NFL's Washington Redskins announced that they would be changing their Native American-inspired nickname, and the MLB's Cleveland Indians said that they would consider changing their team name, the Braves sent a letter to season ticket holders saying, "We will always be the Atlanta Braves." The organization added that they're seeking input from the Native American community and fans as they examine their fan experience, including the chant. Atlanta opens their season at the New York Mets on Friday. Their first home game is July 29th against Tampa, albeit with no fans in attendance. The Toronto Blue Jays are talking to several teams about sharing a Major League ballpark this season after Canada's government barred the team from playing in its home stadium amid the coronavirus pandemic. With options that include a ballpark in Buffalo, New York, used by the team's AAA affiliate, and the Blue Jays' spring training facility in Florida, General Manager Ross Atkins said yesterday that they would, quote, much rather be in a Major League facility. Canada denied the Blue Jays' request to play at Rogers Center because the regular season schedule would require frequent travel back and forth from the United States, where cases are currently surging. Toronto begins the season at Tampa Bay on Friday and is scheduled to play its first home game on July 29th against defending champion Washington. The National Hockey League released its first COVID-19 test results since training camps opened on July 13th. The league said that over 5 days last week, 2,618 tests were administered to more than 800 players, and it returned only two positive COVID-19 tests. Both of those players have self-isolated and are following CDC guidelines. Players in Phase 3 of the NHL's return-to-play plan are tested on an every-other-day basis. The 24 teams that are taking part in the NHL postseason are scheduled to move their training camps to two hub cities on July 26th. They're going to Toronto for the Eastern Conference and Edmonton for the Western Conference. Stanley Cup playoffs qualification and round-robin rounds will begin on August 1st. The NBA also issued a report yesterday announcing that with the regular season scheduled to restart a week from Thursday, none of the 346 players tested in the Disney World bubble have tested positive for coronavirus. Each of the teams participating in the restart will play three inter-squad scrimmages from July 22nd to July 28th. In NFL news, the league and the Players Association came to an agreement on Monday that players will be tested daily for the coronavirus for at least the first 2 weeks of training camp. With all players scheduled to report to training camp by next Tuesday, there were a few sticking points in negotiations between the league and the players' union. The Players Association also requested that there be no preseason games played this summer. They also want a longer ramp-up period for players to get in proper conditioning for regular season games. According to ESPN, the NFL made an offer last night agreeing to both of the union's requests. In college football news, the Southwestern Athletic Conference announced they will not be playing football, soccer, volleyball, or cross country this fall. In a vote among school presidents, the conference decided to suspend the sports until at least spring. The SWAC joins the Ivy League, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, Patriot League, and Colonial Athletic Association in postponing their fall sports seasons. South Alabama and Auburn's football teams are directly affected by the SWAC's cancellation. Auburn was set to open their 2020 season at home against the SWAC's Alcorn State on September 5th. South Alabama was set to play their first ever home game at Hancock-Whitney Stadium on USA's campus on September 12th against the SWAC's Grambling State. 653 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Morning. Coming up, we've got weather with Dr. Bill, but first, traffic with Kane.
For the Lotus CBD Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are working accidents now where Range Line is shut down near Hamilton Drive. They've got an accident involving an 18-wheeler. Also, pedestrian was struck on Dolphin Street at Northgate. They've got part of that roadway blocked off as well. The Bayway, the Causeway, still a good ride in. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne and Tillman's Corner, where you can now dine in, still offering delivery with DoorDash and Postmates and lunch today. 7 weeks and French fries, only $9.99. All served to you by the world-famous Hooters Girls till 3 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update brought to you by Morgan & Morgan. For the people.
Injured? Dial #529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
Your trust in us means the world to me. There's only one Morgan & Morgan. ForThePeople.com.
FM Talk 106.5. The Gulf Coast Weather Authority and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the lower 90s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-70s. Then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, talking with my buddy Sid Sexton, and high tech is in our yard now. You're a guy that likes to get your hands dirty, but you also embrace technology.
Yeah, we really do. You know, there really is something to not just working harder, but working smarter.
Let's talk about how we do that. You've got a system here where not only can you program how our irrigation works, you can monitor it from the home office.
Yeah, so folks on our irrigation service package, we're really encouraging them to move to a Wi-Fi controller. And with that controller, we can monitor and we can control the run times from our office.
What if I called you and said, okay, Sid, back corner, left corner of the yard's looking dry?
Yeah, we can check and we've got it labeled where those zones are and just see what the run times are. See if there's sort of an issue with the flow or a head, and we can update that right from our office.
So you can diagnose it and fix it from the headquarters.
That's right.
All right, tell us how to get in touch.
Well, you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
Hi, I'm Heather with OnSite Auto Solutions. Whether you have a fender bender, scratches and dents, or need auto or boat detailing, we can help. We combine affordable prices with excellent quality and top-notch service. Give us a call today, 209 9-6114.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content. Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5, turning up your voice.
All right, good morning, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Tuesday. Sean and Dalton and Leanna. I am at the home studios here, and Leanna and Dalton at the FM Talk 106.5 studios, but we're all can be found online at fmtalk1065.com. We'll find three big things, top news stories of the day. We'll get to those here coming up at the beginning of next hour. Plus, you can check us out, facebook.com/fmtalk1065, and find me directly over on Twitter. Saw this, Governor Ivey announcing yesterday she's spending $170 million to enhance the coronavirus readiness of Alabama's public schools. Of course, with schools going back either next month or the beginning of September around the state. This story from Yellowhammer News, Alabama Governor Ivey announced that she's spending the $170 million. The funds come as part of the $1.9 billion Alabama received as part of the federal government CARES Act that was passed as an effort to stave off the effects of the coronavirus pandemic. According to the announcement, $70 million going to State Department of Education Health and Wellness Grant Program. The other $100 million is going towards the Educational Remote Learning Devices Grant Program, something I know we'll talk about going forward. All right, check in with staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Also, news headlines from WKRG are coming up next.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. An Alabama State Trooper is all right this morning after a crash on Canal Street in downtown Mobile. After the crash, the trooper's patrol car caught fire. Officials say it started with a chase on I-10. The cruiser crashed along the Canal Street off-ramp and then caught fire. The cruiser was destroyed. We're still waiting on an update from ALEA on why the chase and crash happened and who state troopers may be looking for this morning. A Mobile County teacher is in a medically induced coma after testing positive for COVID-19. Misty McKee, a first grade teacher at Dodge Elementary School, was placed in a medically induced coma to get her oxygen levels back up. Her loved ones originally thought she had a sinus infection, but McKee was later diagnosed with the virus and pneumonia. A friend said McKee's doctors appear hopeful for her recovery. The Southwestern Athletic Conference has decided to cancel its upcoming football season amid the rising cases of coronavirus. The conference said all fall sports, including football, will now be played in the spring. South Alabama was scheduled to play Grambling State at the new Hancock Whitney Stadium September 12th. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Make no mistake, an IRS problem is a serious legal matter. I'm local attorney John Willis. My law office is in Fairhope, Alabama, and we focus exclusively on helping people solve their IRS tax problems. Several national tax resolution companies have recently been hit with consumer complaints, lawsuits, and government actions. As a result, many have shut down or filed bankruptcy. So before you send money to an out-of-town company with high-pressure salesmen and a TV spokesperson, check their reputation. My firm has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we've handled hundreds of cases right here on the Gulf Coast. Your initial consult is completely free and confidential, and we'll tell you on the spot exactly how much it'll cost. So if you're facing IRS wage levies, bank levies, or tax liens, call us today at 251-990-3261 or visit our website, willislawpc.com. That's 251-990-3261 or willislawpc.com. If you have IRS problems, you need an attorney. You need me, John Willis. No representation.